The crisis of COVID-19 has caused our fast-spinning world to slow to a seizing. After trillions of dollars of money have been printed in a quantitative financial easing, it still feels like the whole world has been hit by some dreadful fiscal freezing. But now, everybody waits with bated breath for the Chancellor of the Exchequer to begin his terrible squeezing. And just as the pandemic feels over, winter arrives, and again the people start coughing and sneezing, gasping and wheezing. Enjoy the forthcoming poem. Please don't mention the loan of contention. We shall have to bury it under the back benches at the next party political convention. Someone seems to have moved the decimal dart. Quantitative eased and financially squeezed what was left of the communal part. The Chancellor was once a national hero. Now he's selling junk bonds and balloons at the corner of Ground Zero. The deficit's at an all-time high, and I think possibly we'll have to cut it into four pieces and then times it by pi. We shall sell and mortgage the young, usury their youth, shuttle them onto some sort of Shylock for 100 years of proof. 30 million pieces of silver, buy back the original sin. For heaven's sake, release Judas and Jezebel, at least their next of kin. Perhaps we could have a pensioner cull. That should pay the bill. A treaty of euthanasia will serve them up a bitter sweet pill. Hell, why don't we just hang the rich from their own money trees? Start a revolution. What, and hand out the castle keys to yet another bunch of thieves? Which fool would want poverty, purgatory, and pain instead of gluttony, gourmet, and gain? A life eating spam, skinning farts, and shopping at Oxfam. No, sir, we want to snooze a cruise, life on the ocean wave. Let the next society slave pay for the prescriptions of booze. Oh, but please, please don't mention our subject. Subvention. Oh, it's all turned into rather a Ponzi scheme of our own.